Cooper, today marks another milestone on a journey that's taken me 10 years so far. I'm uploading the first episode of a project that I'm calling Life and Death and Everything in Between. It's the story of Eamon Portradlin's last day on Earth. The story is in 12 parts. Some are quite short and others are, well, longer. To get the best from this, I'd like it if you listen to them all in order. They all dovetail into each other with recurring themes and tropes and sounds. On their own, they may not make very much sense, and even together, they may appear difficult to follow. That is quite deliberate. The idea is that they form a sort of waterfall of sound, a jigsaw puzzle of ideas. You may not catch every nuance, but why not give it a try and see what happens? Life and Death and Everything in Between. Words by Peter John Cooper. Music by Julian Harrow. With Julian Harrow as Eamon Portradlin and Eleanor Cooper and Holly Cooper as the Mermaids. Part 1. Storm.
Whoops! Better out than in. That's the last.
All that summer, there'd been a nagging, fretting wind, so that even on the clearest days, visitors on the beach had huddled behind windbreaks and left early because of the fine sand that rasped and scarified bare-burnt skin, while the anxious surf sucked and sighed. In a tumbling tin shed in the corner of a field above the dunes, beneath the crackling, humming pylons, buried behind barbed wire and brambles, beset by gulls by day and owls by night, Eamon Portradlin wrestles with a bigger problem. Driven mad by the broken ring pull on his last can of special brew, driven mad by the electricity in the air and the corrugated banging in the wind, driven into darkness by the pictures he is seeing in his head, driven into darkness by the visions he is seeing on the screen in front of him. Dreams of life and death and everything in between. Something just out of reach, like the special brew inside its can. Something is fundamentally wrong.
Bloody bastards, bloody can, bloody gulls and bloody owls, bloody sheets and bloody towels, bloody spades and bloody trowels. Newton, Einstein, Heisenberg, Heineken, Newton, Heineken, Heisenberg, Einstein, Heineken, Heisenberg, Einstein, Newton, Heineken, Brexit, Trump and Sputin.
This is the planet Kyara, where the voices of the mermaids sing to him when he can't sleep. From this distant place, he looks down at the whole of the universe and spies the tiny glow of the third planet, circling an insignificant star in the remotest galaxy. He watches, horrified by the 7.25 billion that inhabit that place.
I can see you. I can see what you're up to.
Even from up here, a fetid stink fills his nostrils, making him gag and retch. He cannot decide whether it is him or them. The owls, the gulls, or the stinky billions? Is it Jay's fluid and Pine Mountain fresh lavatory cleaner? Or the warm pustulence of his crawling underarm lice pits?
I smell.
He smells fear filling the air with its rank stench. Fear crackles and sparks with an unearthly blue glow. Fear of failure, fear of stuff. Fear of washing machines and fridges and Breville sandwich makers. Fear of Dyson vacuum cleaners. He hears people crying. They fear death with no one at their bedside. They fear fire and thought and hope and dreams. They fear the darkness at night and the sunlight at dawn. They fear themselves and they fear other people. They fear inadequacy and knowledge. They fear the past and their trivial misdemeanors, misjudgments and debts that might catch up with them one day. They fear the future with its tumbling into chaos. They fear now because it is neither the future nor the past. And they are giddy with the nouns. They fear knowledge. They fear truth. They fear reality. They fear the blame that it is accruing to them for their inadequacies. Most of all, they fear emptiness. They are terrified of silence, of loss. He listens to the 7-odd stinky billion that inhabit the planet.
I can hear you.
And the 7.25 billion said,
"We're a short time living and a long time dead. Give us this day our daily bread. We're a short time living and a long time dead. When we were at school, we were all misled. We're a short time living and a long time dead. We were told in school to believe in Newton, and the whole of infinite universe of time and space will be predictable. We can live our life on rails and sigh with pleasure at the end. A job well done. The chaos theory, string theory, membranes, throw up walls, gates, barbed wire entanglements. We are in the control of forces entirely outside our comprehension. The equations no longer make any sense, and nobody knows what we're meant to do about it. When we were at school, we were all misled. We're a short time living and a long time dead."
Truth is now an elastic membrane that stretches and reforms. Pork Traddle extends his fingers and aims at the people one by one.
"They cried to me in their hour of need, and I did not answer them. She took all the money and the kids. She took the house and left me on the skids. Listen to me. There are no owls. There are no owls. I'll put you all out of your misery. I ought to. That would be kindest."
The world he knows is slipping away from its inhabitants. There is one last assay to be carried out, one last test of himself and the universe, one more sacrifice.
"If only I could think what it is.
If only he could drown out the voice of the mermaids." He can see the pullulating mass of rottenness that promises to burst through at any moment. Pork Traddle retches and gags. And at last, he finds a screwdriver to open the can, and he can sleep soundly.
"Oh, fuck! It's got all over me!"
Well, thank you for listening to that. If you want to keep up to date with everything going on with the project, why not log into the website Life and Death and Everything in Between .co.uk and watch out for part 2, Beach, coming soon.